You've been stuffed and tryptophaned. Now it's time to enjoy a turkey sandwich, kick back, and play the puzzle. Joining me now, as always, is Will Shortz, puzzle editor of The New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master here in our D.C. studios. Hey, Will.
Hey, Rachel. It's great to be here. We'll do the puzzle face-to-face today.
I know. It always adds a new level of pressure. You can't... then you can see me, like, doodling and letting, you know, my mind wander when I can't figure out one of the answers.
Right.
So a little more pressure on me. Why are you here, Will? What's going on?
Well, it is the North American Team's Table Tennis Championships, which are taking place in National Harbor. There are something of 600, 700 players from all over the world, China, Africa, Europe, all over the U.S., and my club has five teams. Uh-huh. I'm competing on one of them.
Are you superstitious? Do you need to do something before a particular table tennis match?
No.
You don't?
No. My first tournament, I can't tell you how nervous I was. My mouth was dry. I could hardly move my arm. But now I'm over that.
Now you're a pro. Yeah. Okay, so remind us of last week's puzzle.
Yes, I gave three Thanksgiving dishes, and I said they have something very unusual in common. Spit roast turkey, cornbread stuffing, and boiled squash. What is it? Well, the names all contain the five vowels, A, E, I, O, and U, exactly once. We accepted any other food that contains all five vowels like that as a correct answer. I'll tell you the most common answer given to us was cauliflower. Do you ever have cauliflower on Thanksgiving?
Not usually, but we had it actually this Thanksgiving. It was delicious.
There we go.
Okay, so believe it or not, over 1,000 of you sent in your answers, and 600 of you got it right. Our randomly selected winner this week is Jannie Lockwood of Lake Oswego, Oregon. She joins us now on the line. Jannie, congratulations.
Thank you so much. What a joy this is for me. Thank you.
We're so happy to have you. Did this take you a long time to figure out?
About a day.
Okay.
So every Sunday I faithfully write out the puzzle, put it on my nightstand, and I review it. And this took into Monday.
Wow.
To get it solved. Uh-huh.
So it sounds like you might have, that you may have played the puzzle once or twice in your life.
Oh, my dear husband and I would do it faithfully every Sunday morning, getting ready for church. We would try to solve it before and think about it throughout the week. So this is just a dream come true for me to be selected. Thank you so much.
Oh, we're so happy to have you. Okay, so Jannie, what do you think? You ready to play the puzzle?
I am, yes.
All right, Will, let's do it.
All right, Jannie and Rachel, I'm going to name some categories. For each one, I'll name something in the category that closely follows the name of the category alphabetically. For example, Shakespeare plays and Tempest. Shakespeare play starts with S, and Tempest is a play of Shakespeare, which is soon after Shakespeare alphabetically. You tell me the only other thing in the category that fits between these two things alphabetically. And in the case of my example, you would say Taming of the Shrew, because that's the only Shakespeare play that fits between Shakespeare play and Tempest alphabetically.
Whoa.
Whoa is right. Okay.
This is tough. Okay.
All right, let's give it a shot.
Number one. Card suits, diamonds. What's the only card suit that fits between card and diamonds alphabetically?
Alphabetically. My mind just went blank. Okay, the only card suit that fits between card and diamond alphabetically.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think I heard you say
club?
It. Clubs is
yeah,
it. Club. Good.
Okay, all right. I'm getting it. All righty.
You're off and running.
One of us. Okay.
Presidents, Roosevelt.
Roosevelt. Okay, so it's got to come between...
P
it's
got to
be PQ or R.
PQ or R. No, it can't be Polk. It's got to be...
give you a hint. Starts with R.
It starts with an R.
It's kind of a modernist.
So, there we go. Modernish. That's good.
Reagan. Oh,
Reagan.
Yeah.
Good.
How
Bravo.
Did I forget that one? Okay.
Old Testament books.
Oh, I should do well on this one. Okay.
Psalms.
Psalms. Okay. Proverbs?
Yeah.
No, no. Oh, yeah, Proverbs
is it.
Yes. All righty.
Disney dwarfs.
Disney dwarfs, okay.
Dopey?
That would be Doc,
oh, man. Ooh. And here's your last one. It's my favorite, although some people are going to hate me for this. Kardashians, Kim.
Kardashians, oh, I don't have a clue, but I'll try, okay?
Kardashians and Kim.
Chloe?
Yes, listen,
Jannie.
I'm ashamed to say it.
From the Old Testament... to E! News Kardashians, you did fabulous. It was so fun to have you. For playing the puzzle today, Jannie, you know that you get a Weekend Edition lapel pin and all kinds of puzzle books and games. You can read about your prizes at npr.org/puzzle. And before we let you go, Jenny, where do you hear us?
Oh, I listen to you at 91.5 FM KOPB, and I'm a proud sustaining member.
Oh, we're so happy to hear it. Jenny Lockwood of Lake Oswego, Oregon. Jenny, what a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you both so much.
Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, the challenge comes from listener Adam Cohen of Brooklyn. Take the name of a well-known actress, four letters in the first name, nine letters in the last. Insert a letter between the second and third letters of the first name. Remove the last two letters of the last name, and the result is a two-word phrase that means freedom. Who is the actress, and what is the phrase? So again, well-known actress, 4-9, insert a letter between the second and third letters of the first name, and remove the last two letters of the last name, and the result is a two-word phrase that means freedom. Who is the actress, and what is the phrase?
Okay, you know what to do when you've got the answer. Go to npr.org/puzzle, click on that Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please, and our deadline for those entries is Thursday, December 3rd at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, because it goes like this. If you're the winner, then we give you a call, and you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times, and he is Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.